Unit 1. Space Invaders. The Evolution of Video Games. I was addicted. Using two buttons to move the gun side to side and one more button to fire shots at aliens descending from above, at first gradually, but progressively more quickly with ominous music, made for heart-pounding excitement. The game over message didn't stop me. I fed many quarters into the machine for another chance at a higher score. Aliens had invaded my imagination, and in 1978, Space Invaders had invaded the world gaming market. This revolutionary game was created by Japanese engineer and game designer Tomohiro Nishikado. While some of the managers at Taito Corporation liked the game, others at the company were not impressed. Game center operators in Japan also complained that the game was too difficult to finish. At a gaming expo promoting new games, Taito gave the spotlight to another game, while giving Space Invaders secondary status. Within a couple of months, Taito managers were very surprised to see Space Invaders take Japan by storm. This caused a shortage of 100 yen coins, making it necessary to produce more. In the early 1970s, Japanese gaming companies were not making any original games. They took popular American games and copied them with some minor changes. In addition, Taito did not spend too much money on components. When Taito said that transistors were too expensive, Nishikado had no choice but to design games by using older technology. That mindset began to change with the introduction of Pong in 1972. No game could be simpler than moving a paddle vertically on the screen to bounce back and forth a dot representing a ping pong ball. Despite the high price of 600,000 to 800,000 yen, it was very popular. Although it looked very simple, it was difficult to copy. Pong was made using ICs, integrated circuits, which were not in Japan yet. Nishikado spent half a year very carefully taking apart the Pong game in order to understand how to copy it. However, he wasn't satisfied with just copying it, so he added an extra paddle and a soccer goal. The result was Soccer, the first video game produced in Japan. When it came time to design Space Invaders, Nishikado used a microprocessor, the first time one was used for video games in Japan. It was the first video game produced in Japan which enjoyed huge success around the world. It spawned similar copies and inspired other games that came after it. Rome wasn't built in a day. Neither was PlayStation, Xbox, or any other gaming system with stunning graphics that are a normal part of everyday gaming experience. If you are feeling nostalgic, you can get the Space Invaders app on your smartphone and blast aliens in the palm of your hand. Video games have come a long way. We enjoy such amazing products thanks to the pioneering efforts of previous generations.